Learning English can change your life. Did you know that you can improve your English and learn about Australian culture at the same time? With the SBS Learn English podcast, you'll become more confident using Australian expressions in your everyday life. Each episode is around 10 minutes long, so they are easy to fit into your day. You'll love learning English with SBS Learn English. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. China has recommended dropping tariffs on Australian wine exports worth $1 billion in an interim decision. Beijing has been reviewing the sanctions through a five-month process after the Albanese government agreed to suspend Australia's dispute lodged with the World Trade Organization. The Chinese government has now released its interim recommendation that the duties on wine are no longer necessary. Beijing will announce its final decision later this month, but the move has sparked hope that tariffs will be fully removed. New research has found Australia must do more to recognise the international qualifications of migrants to help address skills shortages. The report by the Committee for Economic Development of Australia shows the nation needs to make more use of skilled migrants. It recommends increasing their access to English language training and better recognising their qualifications and work experience obtained overseas. Catherine Scarfe, the Chief Executive Officer of English language provider AIMS, says many skilled migrants may have high proficiency in one area of English and not so much in another.
Some of our experience has been so with engineers, particularly, that it's the type of written English that sometimes is the issue. So not necessarily oral skills, but some of the very kind of technical language skills. So it's probably thinking about how do we boost some of the more advanced English training for skilled migrants.
The federal government has released a funding agreement with the Northern Territory that it says will see its schools fully funded within 5 years. Education Minister Jason Clare says one in five children in the Territory are currently not receiving any funding. He says the funding needed for a public school student in the top end is almost double the national average because of the Territory's remote locations and large Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population.
We know that here in the Northern Territory, there are some of the most disadvantaged communities in the country and some of the most underfunded public schools in the country. Under the Gonski model, public schools here in the Northern Territory at the moment are funded at less than 80% of that original Gonski model. What we're announcing today is about fixing that.
A permanent memorial will be built in Darwin to honour the victims of Cyclone Tracy 50 years ago. The Australian government will give $600,000 to the Northern Territory government for the memorials. 71 people died and more than 600 were injured, and 80% of Darwin was destroyed in the cyclone that hit the city in the early hours of Christmas Day, 1974. More than 36,000 people left Darwin after the cyclone, while for those who stayed, the damage bill topped $800 million. There's been a sharp increase in the amount of illicit drugs used in Australia over the past 12 months. Wastewater testing has showed a 19% surge in cocaine consumption and a 17% increase in the use of methamphetamine in August 2023 when compared to the previous year. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.